Blog Talk Radio.
Appreciate it. What's going on?
I'm all right. Busy week in sports.
Sure.
And I want to thank the people listening in. You know, as usual. Feel free to call in to talk sports, entertainment, and everything else. The number, as usual, is 917.
No Tiger fans allowed.
If they'd like to call in, feel free to call in. The number is 917. Let me repeat that again. That's 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. Feel free to talk sports, entertainment, and everything else. But without further ado, we'll...
Actually, we'll... Yeah, 917-388-4189. Okay, yeah.
Did I say it right?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for the assist there.
No problem.
My birthday.
That's what I'm here for.
Yeah, that's right. he's a trooper, folks. He's working on his birthday.
Yes.
Even though we're not getting paid for this, but we're happy to be here. Nevertheless. But I know this is football. Football season just started a couple of weeks ago. But before we hit to the football, we're gonna talk a little baseball. We have to talk about Wild Card Wednesday, and then we're gonna talk a little bit about this postseason, which of course you went down to Yankee Stadium today, so we're going to let you talk about that. And then we're going to switch gears to football, how the local teams are doing. And lastly, you know, talk sports entertainment. Hell in the Cell, the pay-per-view just ended momentarily, read some of the results online. So, you know, give you a little summary of what's going on in sports entertainment and, you know how it is. But let's lead off, man. Wild Card Wednesday, man.
That was a crazy day for baseball.
Oh, yeah. I remember when you texted me, it's wild, and that was like 9:08, man. This was before, this was most likely when the Rays were losing 7-0 to the Yankees.
Yeah.
You know, the Red Sox was probably leading, or you know, probably tied, or most likely still leading up until that point.
Yeah.
But man, Braves. A couple of hours later would blow the game. With Venters and Kimbrel, I mean, guys who've been shut down, you know, guys. And, you know, Kimbrel, he's most likely going to win Rookie of the Year with the 40-plus saves he has as a rookie. I mean, that's fair to say that's a record. And they collapsed. Cardinals, it looks like a rematch of 06 when they just, you know, out of nowhere, they just, you know, they win. They just keep winning and, you know, they clinched the wild card. And, of course, big news, man. The Rays, man, they came back. I mean, this Rays series was crazy. When you have, you know, Yankee fans rooting for the Rays to sweep the Yankees, I mean, you know this is crazy right here.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't want to help out the Red Sox at all.
And the Red Sox are rooting for the Yankees to win. I mean, this was like bizarre world. I mean,
yeah.
Crazy.
And they were crying and bitching when they didn't get in playoffs, saying, oh, the Yankees didn't put out their starters out there. Listen, the Yankees, they're not out to help any team. These teams are supposed to help themselves. And for Red Sox to blame us for them not making the postseason is really retarded.
I mean,
they had their chances to make the postseason. It's their fault.
And, I mean, Yankees wasn't going to bring in Mariano. I mean, come on. He has to wrestle for the postseason. I mean, the guy already, you know, pitched, you know, enough games. The guy's 40 years old, and I'm pretty sure, you know, a lot of the listeners, you know about that right now. You know, I mean, the guy, he made it official. He set the single-season record for – you know, for a closer. I mean, we all knew he was the greatest of all time. So, you know, that's just another, you know, another statistic added to his resume to go along with the, what is it, 40-something saves? Or is it 29? I lost count.
Yeah.
The saves in the postseason. He has a record. The number escaped me. It might have been 43. I forgot. But in any case, he has the most saves in postseason history and in the regular season history.
Yeah.
That goes without saying. But, you know, this was one of the most exciting non-postseason day in baseball history right here.
Yeah, I mean, you had both the Reds, and the Braves collapsing, having two of the worst collapses in the history of baseball.
They surpassed the Mets 07 collapse, which unfortunately I saw that firsthand.
Yeah, I remember because Reyes was trying to prevent the Mets collapse by fighting with the Marlins pitcher. I remember that too.
You mean the catcher? The
right, the catcher, ball. right.
But he started the. I mean, Reyes was even trying to fight the guy. He knows that guy is his friend, you know. And he thought the guy was joking around with him, but, you know, Mets, I think in that game was no-hitting them. So, John Mayer was throwing no-hitter. So, he was in a good mood. So then Reyes was just, he was, like, you know, upset. And Reyes just kind of, like, flicked his hand, like, you know, like he didn't take him seriously. And then that's when he charged them. It was ridiculous. But,
yeah.
pretty sure a lot of the listeners, you know, remember that game.
Yeah, it was definitely something to remember. But yeah,
speaking
like you
of
said,
Reyes,
huh?
Oh no, I was saying speaking of Reyes, he made history. He was the first ever. He won the first ever batting title for a New York Met. I mean, the ending was controversial, as we all know.
Yeah, man. He after he got the hit in that final game, he took himself out so he could assure that he would win the batting title. But what if Ryan Braun, who went 0-4 that night, right?
Yes,
or 0-5?
0-4.
What if Ryan Braun was 3-4?
Ryan Braun would have won.
And you see, and Reyes would have got killed for that, for taking himself out. Well, he's already getting killed because some people don't agree with
him. Oh, yeah,
know.
Yeah. A lot of people are killing him for it. I mean, C.J. Wilson, the guy who pitched for Rangers game one and got his butt kicked. I guess he should have worried about, facing the Angels, I think? My mind is off. They were facing the Angels, I believe, right, yesterday?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. So he should have focused on.
What Angel you said?
Was it Angels?
No.
I think.
Yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday or was it Friday? I'm thinking of.
No, Angels are not in the postseason.
Who's the team? Maybe I'm thinking of Texas. Oh, Texas Rangers.
Yeah, Texas Rangers. That's what you're thinking of.
Texas Rangers versus who?
Tampa.
Oh, right, he's on Texas Rangers. My fault.
That guy's
on Texas Rangers. You're right. He should have focused on the Rays.
Yeah.
Right. I'm a mistake.
Yeah. It was I don't agree with what Reyes did, you know, because a lot of people, fans came out to see him.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, for him to lead after just one at bat, I mean, it's, you know,
it's
so
it was weird. And let me tell you how it went down, because when it first happened, you know, I was PO'd because I'm like, why is Terry Collins taking the guy out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
For that very same reason. I mean, this could be possibly his last day. He had the batting title. And then it's, you know, until the post game after the Mets won 3-0, Miguel Bautista pitched a two-hit shutout, 3-0. But after the game, Terry Collins explained that, you know, Reyes told him before the game, you know, after he gets a hit, he wants to be taken out of the game. And Terry Collins, you know, was thinking about the same reason, you know, the fans came specifically to see him. Because, I mean, it was Mets versus Reds. I mean, none of those guys are playing to win the World Series. So,
right.
So they you know, the fans exclusively came out to see Reyes. And his potential last game. So when it happened, everybody else was like, what? What the hell?
Yep.
Like, why the hell is he taking him off for? I was pissed. I won't even front. And then afterwards, Terry Collins explained that Reyes wanted to be out. So that's the reason. And he was crying, you know, explained that, you know, he asked the players to do a lot for him. But he wanted to show his respect for the players. You know, so he did that for him.
Oh.
And, you know, he was crying, you know, because he appreciated the effort the players did, you know, played for him. But, you know, the results, you know, their wins and losses didn't reflect, you know, their effort. But
he was crying.
Yeah, he was crying.
Which was, like, very weird. I mean, I've never... That was very strange, man.
I guess he got emotional because, you know, he spent like since 99, you know, 99 was his last year, so it's been a while since he played the game, so.
Yeah.
You know, he felt emotional that he got the opportunity, you know, to manage again.
That's nice.
So Reyes, you know, of course, you know, confirmed what Terry Collins said and you know, he sat it out for those reasons. And of course, C.J. Wilson had a problem with it. Of course, Jimmy Rollins, you know, he always has something to say.
Yeah.
So I mean, after you know, they explained it, I was like, you know, I hope it doesn't backfire, you know. But Braun took the high road. He said that, you know, hey, it gives him opportunity to, you know, it gives him a chance, because if Reyes did play the whole game and he got all those hits, yeah, I mean, he wouldn't have any, he wouldn't have a shot.
Right, right.
So fortunately for Reyes, you know, and the Mets fans, you know, he went 0-for-4, and you know.
I mean, I definitely don't think it was a good, right thing to do, but hey, I mean, he did win the batter title. Did get him the batter title, even though, you know, it wasn't right.
Yeah, it was. A, I mean, the last day was weird. You know, I won't lie. You know, I would have preferred he played the whole game, but
right,
he won, so that's all I care about.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? This might be the last time you see him as a Met.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that was probably last. It could have been last time, but at least, you know, stay in the game, man. You have to, like, don't be selfish, you know? I mean, you always compare him to, like, Derek Jeter, but Derek Jeter would never do something like that.
How you know? Derek Jeter didn't even play in the All-Star game.
He was injured.
Man, Jeter would have played if it was a regular season game. He was even that injured because
the All-Star game is an exhibition game.
Yeah, but remember what he was saying? He was saying that how you know, he's mentally spent from, you know, all, you know, from setting the record. That was his
Yeah, but Jeter goes to All-Star game every year.
So
what's the point?
He was bored. Jeter was bored. He should have just admitted that he was bored.
You can't compare that to what Reyes did. I mean, come on, that's ridiculous.
Well, Mets is an exhibition game too.
That's ridiculous.
In the wild card, I don't see him in the postseason right now. So
yeah, but G wouldn't take himself out. When G just had a chance to win the batting title, he goes out and bat.
Well, I agree. He shouldn't have taken himself out. But at the end of the day, he won it. So, you know, that's all I care about.
Oh, I mean, okay. That's probably the last time you, and that's the last thing you remember about Reyes, him getting the hit, winning the batting title, and then leaving the game.
Well, yeah, hopefully he resigns, because if he doesn't, that is kind of a sketchy way for him to leave.
And plus, he said after the game he didn't care what people think. I mean, come on.
Yeah, the people, you know, taking shots at him.
Oh, man, that's ridiculous. But, hey,
so
yeah.
What would you prefer him say? You know, I wish everybody can like me. Come on,
hey.
this is a baseball player, man. He's just there to get paid and hopefully win a championship.
Yeah. Whatever, you know.
What do you want him to say? You know, these athletes don't even read the newspaper.
Yeah, but I mean, come on, the fans who go out to see.
I agree with you 100%.
They're not gonna go to the postseason. A lot of people came out to see him bat. They didn't come to see him bat once.
I agree. I
and then leave the game.
Hey, you're right. I mean, I was when that happened, I was pissed off because I was like, why is he taking him out of the game? He has he's trying to go for a batting title.
Right.
I thought it was weird. I mean, there's no excuse for that. But you know, hopefully he resigns. But shifting gears, give us a little. Since you were at the game, you know, of course, Yankees, you know, had the rain delay on Friday.
Yeah.
So the game was played yesterday, and Yankees blew out the Tigers. What was the score? 11-6, I think? 9-3? I forgot the score.
It was like 9-4, I think. 9-4 or something like that.
Yeah, and Cano had a grand slam.
Yeah, Cano had a big day yesterday, like 6 RBIs, tied the Yankees record for most RBIs in postseason. And, today we looked, I went to the Yankee game. It started like at 3 p.m. Eastern time. And this guy for the Tigers, Matt Scherzer, I think his name is.
Mm-hmm.
He had a great day today, you know. He was pitching a no-hitter going into the 6th or 7th inning. And I think, who got the first hit? I think it was...
I think it was Cano who got the first hit.
Yeah, it was Cano, yeah, who got the first hit, right. And we just couldn't hit the guy. The guy was overpowering today. I don't know what happened. And then I think
Swisher hit a home run off, it wasn't Swisher. It was Granderson. Granderson hit a home run off Benoit.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the 9th, when you guys try to, you know, do a rally.
Yeah, but we came up short in the rally. So, I mean, Cano had a chance to, like, freaking tie the game with a home run, but it was raining. It started raining real hard, so maybe that affected it. I don't know, but and then we lose, we fall short 5-4.
So what was the pulse in the stadium? I mean, when
we were getting pumped up, like in the ninth inning when we saw two people got on base and Cano came up at the bat. We thought Cano was at least gonna hit a home run to, you know, win the game, but it didn't happen. So
yeah, I thought that was gonna happen too, because it was whose ball that got popped up? I think it was Granderson's ball, right? The guy
slipped, right?
Yeah, I was like, man, they got Yankees are gonna win this game now.
I thought we were gonna win it too. I thought we were gonna, you know, somehow pull out a win, but it didn't happen, you know. So I still feel confident tomorrow. We got CC on the mound. So we'll go get them. We'll just have to go in Detroit and win these next two games, you know.
And were there a lot of Tiger fans? I mean,
how were
both fans, you know, at the end of the game? You know, when
I didn't see many Tiger fans there. There was a lot of Yankee fans, you know. They were still positive, you know, about the game. You know, just didn't have the offense early on. But tomorrow we got to look to rebound. You know, tomorrow's another day. I still think we're going to beat the Detroit Kitty Cats. You know, so it's one game. We're not going to let one game affect us. We got a horse going tomorrow in CC. So, hey, we're gonna do it again tomorrow, and this time we're going to win. Let's go, Yankees.
Always the optimist.
Of course. I'm a Yankee fan. I have to be.
How did the Giants do? I think against they're playing against, I think, Arizona, right?
Yeah, I was keeping track of the Giants game. When I checked, when I was in the Yankee game, they were up like 10-7 at halftime, and then later on they were down like 27-17 in the third quarter, I think. Then I found out when I came on that they actually won the game 31-17. I was like, how the hell did they do that? So I don't know, like, what happened in the game, but all I know is they won, and right now they're sitting atop by themselves in the NFC East, so that's cool. You know, Philadelphia Eagles lost today, Dallas lost today, Redskins won, but, yeah, the Giants, you know, yeah, right now they're leading the division, so if my Yankees lost, but at least my Giants won.
Yep. There's a silver lining there.
And your Jets are playing right now.
Yeah, they're getting their butt handed to them by the Ravens.
Yeah.
Like 34-17, the fourth, late fourth.
Yeah, Sanchez is getting beat up again.
Yeah, and with Mango hurt, you know, yeah, you could expect this, man. These guys just having their way with the Sanchez in the offense.
Yeah. They're 34-17 right now.
Yep. And
they get their act together.
You know, Rex and some of the former Ravens, like Bart Scott, Jim Leonard, and Mason, they want to get this game, but it don't look like they're going to get this one.
Yeah. Well, even if they lose, you know, they'll still be in it. There will be, like, what? The record will be, what's Jets' record right now? 1-2?
What, 2-2, I think.
2-2? Okay, so there'll be a. Really?
Wait,
is
wait.
It a.
No,
have to play
wait,
four games?
No, it's 1-2, I think.
Yeah, it was 1-2 right now, because this is their fourth game.
They won the first game. Second game was. It was before the Ravens won. The Raiders one was the third game, I believe.
Yeah, which was last week.
The second game. Who did they face in the second game? I think they won the second game.
Yeah, they won the second. The first game they lost.
Yeah, the second game. I just can't remember who they faced.
Was it Buffalo?
No, I don't think it was Buffalo.
I can't remember.
Was it Jaguars?
Yeah. I really can't remember.
Yeah. But in any case, yeah, man, they lost the opportunity last week when they lost to the Raiders, because Buffalo was, you know, before today they're undefeated. I don't know how they did today, but
they were
3-0 before this today. I don't know how they did today, but so you know, they had a chance to gain ground on the Patriots, but you know,
didn't happen.
You can't gain any ground if you're losing.
Right. Exactly.
But I guess I'll shift gears quickly to you know, sports entertainment. Hell in the Cell went on. Mark Henry defended it.
Mhm.
Of course, in the Hell in the Cell. I'm trying to remember what else happened. The other results. Del Rio won.
Oh, Del Rio won?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Because apparently reading online, they said that John Cena got locked. He was fighting, you know, in the triple threat match between him and CM Punk.
Right.
And Del Rio, and Rodriguez brought a pipe into the cell. And somehow Cena got hit by the pipe, and that's how he got locked out. So pretty much Del Rio and Punk was fighting.
Oh.
And you know, Punk hit. To make a long story short, Del Rio hit Punk with the pipe, and that's how he's the new champion.
Oh. Wow.
And I'm trying to remember, Sheamus beat Christian. I can't remember what else from what I read earlier. Daniel Bryan beat JTG in a dark match that happened just before the event.
Right.
It wasn't televised. And Sin Cara, the original Sin Cara, defeated the fake Sin Cara. So the original Sin Cara remains Sin Cara as we all expected.
Mm, okay.
And if you saw SmackDown, Randy Orton hit the RKO on Mark Henry for probably the first time.
Really?
Yeah, on Raw.
Oh, because was it Raw? Oh, yeah, it was Raw, you're right.
No, on SmackDown.
Oh, okay.
Because they had, of course, you know, the...
I didn't see SmackDown, unfortunately. Oh, okay.
You know how they have the show to set up the pay-per-view event.
Right, right.
So, you know, Mark Henry had all the momentum, you know. But, you know, I think, what's his name, hit him with a world strongest slam after a match. But I think Mark Henry defeated Kali in a match. And after a huge... You know, he hit the World's Strongest Slam on Randy Orton, and then afterwards, when he was going to get a chair to break Randy Orton's leg, he hit him with an RKO.
Wow.
And Raw, I can't remember what happened on Raw, but you know the usual stuff.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan announcing retirement. He's going to fight in most likely in a tag team match against Sting for his final match in TNA. About that, but I guess you know what time it is, man. Huh? Thank you for coming on the show.
No problem.
And happy birthday.
Thank you.
And I want to thank you all for listening to the episode of Sports and Legends. Of course, Macaulay, Matthew, and Mo. See you guys next time.